May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. It is a real joy to be with you this morning as our candidates come forward and affirm for themselves that they want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I met with them earlier on this morning, I think my secret was out, and they knew that I had been in this church before. In fact, I used to visit this church probably more than any other church in the Diocese of London, and that's because my two children attended St. Peter's School. And in fact, they were confirmed by the previous Bishop of London. I'm not going to tell you how many years ago, because you'll just say I am far too young for children that old. And the reality is, much hasn't changed. They wear the same uniform in the same way that my children wore theirs. But it is a joy to be with them today, but also our candidates as well that are coming forward as adults. And since I returned to London a year ago, I've often reflected that much has changed. Much has changed around us. The city has grown. And one of the striking things for me in the 5 years that I was away was that this London skyline has grown upwards, much higher. Architects have had an ambition to build communities in the sky. When the Shard was planned, the 309-metre-high building, there were concerns that it was going to diminish the sort of iconic view of St. Paul's Cathedral. There are also concerns that when they began to build Canary Wharf some 30 years ago, that local communities would change. Yet today, there continue to be plans for buildings to go higher than the Shard. More communities built in the sky, going onwards and upwards. And there seems something about us in our human nature that we want to build into the sky. Now, our reading this morning, which Annabelle read so wonderfully for us, comes from the Acts of the Apostles. It was written by Luke. And Luke uses wonderful imagery of rushing wind, of flame, of the sounds of many languages. Now, for those that knew the Old Testament and had listened to Luke, would have remembered a different type of tower to the Shard. What they would have remembered was the Tower of Babel in the book of Genesis. And the Tower of Babel, in a sense, was built in exactly the same way that the Shard was built. It was that human desire to go into the heavens, that human ambition to build higher. And in Genesis, we can read, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city, a tower with its tops in the heavens. Come, let us make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we shall be scattered abroad on the face of the earth." Couldn't those words have been written today? Come, let us build ourselves a city with its tops in the heavens, built on that sense of self-pride, on reliance of self rather than God. And in Genesis, what happened was almost the opposite. Rather than finding unity, they were scattered abroad. They spoke other languages and couldn't communicate. Now, Pentecost, which we celebrate today, almost turns the Tower of Babel upside down. Rather than us building up to the heavens, God sends his power down to earth so that we may know the truth in our heart, that we don't have to rely on ourselves, but we rely on God. And the Holy Spirit at Pentecost comes to tell each one of us that we are children loved of God. And he loves us not because of what we have done, not because we build a tower into the heavens, but because he loves us. And in a moment, I'm going to use words from Isaiah to each of our candidates. I will say, Annabelle, God has called you by name and has made you his own. I will say, Emily, God has called you by name and has made you his own. And those words aren't just for our candidates, they are for each one of us here this morning. God has called us by name and he has made us his own. And not because of the exams we're going to pass, not because of the jobs we have, not because we feel we're in control of our own lives, but because he loves us. And he meets us where we are, whether we failed exams, whether we struggle with our mental health, whether we struggle with employment, whether other people love us or not. God loves us and has made us his own. And at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes so that we may know that in our hearts. And that it is through what God has done in Jesus Christ that we can have a relationship with him. But what was also wonderful at that first Pentecost, is that we know we don't only have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, we have a relationship with one another. I'm always very grateful that somebody else reads that Acts reading at Pentecost. Thank you. It is a wonderful day for multiculturalism and a wonderful day for challenging names. But there were Parthians, there were Emilites, there were those from Mesopotamia, there were Cappadocians, there were Phrygians, there were Pamphylians there. The whole crowd were there. And what Luke wants us to know is that there was somebody from every nation present. And despite the fact they spoke different languages, they heard the same message, a message of one of unity. So not only do we grow closer to God through Jesus Christ, we grow closer to each other and to the world. So when we hear that we are called by name and that God loves us, he challenges us to go out and tell others of his love, to create the community that he has called us to be part of, a community made up of people of different languages, people of different nations and backgrounds, because we are brought together because of the love of God. We are brought together because of that first Pentecost, a community under him. Now today, as well as being Pentecost, as well as being a day of confirmation, is also the climax of the global wave of prayer known as Thy Kingdom Come. A prayer movement from Ascension to Pentecost, where millions of Christians have been praying for friends and colleagues and communities that they may come to know who God is. In the New Testament, we hear that the post-Pentecost community is made up of all people. And as we move closer to God, we move closer to each other, and we move closer to those in the world. And not because we're building human towers, but because of what God has done for us. So this morning, as we hear that our candidates are called by name, let us also hear it. And let us join in the courage of our candidates to say that we too will follow Christ, closer to God, closer to each other, and closer to the world. Amen.